May 17, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Depth of Mercy. Opening Prayer. As I come into your presence, Holy Lord, I confess my sin and ask for your forgiveness. I praise and thank you, for apart from your love and sacrifice, that would be impossible. Read Psalm chapter 38. A Psalm of David. A petition. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds, my strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord, my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior. Reflect. When you have sinned, how quickly do you go to God and ask for forgiveness? Lots of the Psalms cry out to God for help when the psalmist is in some kind of trouble, usually the unjust attacks of wicked people, and appeal to God for vindication. This one is different. The psalmist is suffering acutely, but it is not other humans who are causing the pain. It is God himself. The suffering is not undeserved. It is caused by his own sin. The psalmist's friends and companions avoid him, but that is because of his loathsome condition brought on by his sin. The psalm is of David, but that doesn't necessarily mean that David wrote it, only that it is associated with him. We can see why. Of all the characters in the Old Testament, David was the most conscious of his sinfulness. He was described as a man after God's own heart, by God himself, not because of his holiness, but because of his understanding of who God was, of God's love for him, and his transparency in dealing with a God whose forgiveness he knew in the depth of his heart. It's natural to run away and hide when we're conscious of our sin. The psalmist knows better and knows that God sees everything. Also, like David, he knows that God loves us and forgives us, no matter what we have done. He removes the guilt of our sin as far as the east is from the west. He also heals all our diseases. We find this difficult to believe. We avoid God, thinking he must surely be angry and disappointed with us. We think the good news is too good to believe. Not so. Whatever you've done, however guilty you feel about it, however ashamed, Jesus has paid for your sin and is waiting for you with open arms. Apply. There for me the Savior stands, shows his wounds and spreads his hands. God is love. I know, I feel. Jesus weeps, but loves me still. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to remember that when I bring my sin before you, you will never turn me away. In you, there will always be forgiveness.